Okay. The title of the presentation is The New Approach to the Mission-Driven Competency Model in Healthcare Management Education. The three authors are Dr. Mario Rodriguez, Dr. Ibelis Garcia, and myself. I have no commercial financial relationship to disclose at this moment related to this study. Background. It is far, I stress, competencies are the future of healthcare management education. Every time we want to develop new leaders in the healthcare arena, we need to think about the set of skills that are needed to effectively deal with health issues and the changing of the population needs. It is very important. Today, healthcare leaders must have management skills sophisticated enough to deal effectively with changes and management in a highly dynamic environment. We have to think that competencies should be mission-driven. What is the type of professional that we want? What is the type of professional that outside the world needs? And you will see that there is a gap between the academia and the practice because of that. So the objective of the study is to develop a set of competencies that addresses the essential areas of healthcare management expertise required for future healthcare manager leaders in Puerto Rico. First, this is a highly complex process in order to build a competency model and should be made out of phases. And the first phase that I consider very valuable is to do benchmark. Look what is out there. What are the models that the literature offers us? But caution. Most of the models available right now are made for leaders already in the practice. They don't address how to develop early career leader in healthcare management. And that is very important to remember. These are the most common models now recognized in the healthcare arena, the St. Louis model, the ASPPH, MPH competency model, Healthcare Leadership Alliances, NCHL, the American College of Healthcare Executives, the Council of Linkages, and the last one is a mixture of practice from the medical and the managerial world. Okay. The second thing, adapting a model is very important, and validating a model is highly important. So you need to scan the practice world first. Let them tell you what they need, and then go to the academia and say to the faculty, how do you translate those needs into skills? That comes first, okay? So that's what we did. And the other thing, there should be a complete alignment and strong correlation between the mission, the curriculum design, and don't forget what type of jobs they're going to go into, because that will affect the type of competency that we're going to address in the model. Okay? So in our case, we chose that it was more compatible with our mission, a modified version of the American College of Healthcare Executives competency model. Remember, all these studies should go through the IRB, because we're going to exchange information and identify leaders in the community and so on. What we got? Our final model consisted of 32 competencies and 5 domains. The domains were really communication, relationship management, leadership, professionalism, knowledge of the healthcare environment, and business skills under the foundations of public health practice. Okay? So remember, the correlation with the mission, curriculum, and job placement is very important when you are deciding what competencies you are going to address. 32 competencies are still too much. We need to narrow a little bit more those. And what we're going to do in the next phase is to do a Delphi survey with experts on the field, not on the academia, to decide or prioritize the competencies in order to narrow it down a little bit more. This is a graphic example of how the model looks in terms of the area that we address. It looks much like the ASPPH model. Okay? And a basic exercise. What is the relationship between the mission and the competency domain is very important in order to get the final results that the mission addresses. Okay. Finally, then we go to the syllabi, because one of the greatest mistakes is to try to keep the same courses and syllabi and structures and go back and decide what the model is. It should be the opposite. Think first what you want to do, what you want our candidates look like, then decide what your courses and what are the contents and skills that you're going to put into the courses. So syllabi review and adaptation is very important, but it's the last step. Conclusions. The UPR MSA program adopted a set of competencies that align with the mission and types of job graduate, and it started 3 years ago, most likely it's going to be at the end of this year. Competencies are essential skills that adults need to be as successful members of families, community, and the workplace, because we impact people in the healthcare management, okay? Competency assessment will be used to demonstrate measurable outcomes of aligning effectiveness of the curriculum design. You need to follow through to see if it works. At what doesn't work has to be fixed. So the models should not be seen as static, should be as dynamic, and they always will have a way to be improved. The competency model should guide all the curriculum areas and content areas and should be tailor-made in order to have an effective public health workforce. There are excellent tools to prepare the future leaders in public health, and we should change our minds, really. Competencies are what we should be working for in order to develop great leaders that the public health system needs. And they will be efficient if they are focused on their career and job life and needs. Thank you.